All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Lyrics Thoughts. Just want to give a special shout out to all of the listeners out there that have, you know, took some time out of their busy schedules to listen and see what Lyric is about. Today, we're going to just jump right into it. I have received some of you guys' questions, and I've been going through them and, you know, trying to pick the best one for the very first episode of Lyrics Thoughts. I came across a really good one that I think would make a very good conversation for today. The question was, well, it was more of a scenario. Basically, this listener has a brother who is in a relationship with a very manipulative individual. She's noticing that the person that her brother is in the relationship with is just not good for him. The relationship is not healthy. The young lady pretty much uses him for her very own pleasure, but because the brother is so in love with her, he's blinded, pretty much. Classic case of blinded by love. And this listener's question to me was, should she speak up as his big sister and let him know what she sees from not only a big sister's perspective, but also from a woman's perspective? Or should she just allow him to do his own thing and fall on his own behind ass? And should she just be there to save him when he falls? So, you know, I've got two brothers of my own, and my oldest brother, I've watched him be in multiple relationships with other women, well, other young ladies. And as his older sister, off natural, you're not going to like any woman that your brother decides to be with when you first meet him anyway, because, you know, that's your brother. And you hold these expectations of your brother to a level that is just really different, you know? That's the guy that you grew up with. That's the guy you spend all your time with. That's like your first best friend. When you see a chick that he's dealing with taking advantage of him, manipulating him, turning him into an individual that you know that he's just not, it bothers you, it eats at your core, and you get stuck between whether you should say something or whether you should just let it run its course. And I'm a strong believer of, when you see something, you say something, regardless of if your brother is not going to like anything that you have to say. If it turns into a massive argument and you guys don't talk for a while, he needs to hear what you see, because he cannot see it right now. He can't see it because he's so in love with this young lady, for whatever his reasons are that he loves her. But you can see it because you are an outside individual and you are someone that is not in love with her, so you can see her true intentions and her actions for what they really are. When it comes down to her changing him for the worse, that's when you absolutely need to step in, because you don't want him to get into a situation because of her that can alter the rest of his life forever, especially if he's young and he's got a life that he can really, really achieve and strive at. Excuse my stuttering, but you know, my mind is running faster than my mouth is moving right now. So I'm really thinking faster than I can talk. But if your brother has a bright future in front of him and he's capable of doing so many things and achieving so many things, and you just see that this one individual is holding him down like an anchor into the bottom of the ocean, you need to be the person to cut the cord. And also, be prepared for the backlash. Be prepared for him to be defensive, because you got to remember, this is a woman that he's in love with. So he's going to, by nature, defend her because he loves her. So you got to be prepared for that all-out brawl that may happen or occur, because you are going against what his heart is telling him. Now, he thinks it's his heart. He thinks that because she's there when, I don't know, when he's crying or when he's tired from work or whatever the case is, he thinks that that's what real and genuine love is. But if you see that it is not, then you absolutely should say something. Absolutely. I'm speaking on this from a big sister's perspective because, you know, I have gotten into 2 fistfights with my brother's ex-girlfriends that he does not know about until probably now, once he hears this. But it's just like, as a big sister, your job, especially when you're the older sister, your job is to protect your siblings, regardless of if they're your sisters or your brothers. You got to protect them. And one of the worst things to see or to feel as a older sister is one of your siblings hurt. I think that is one of the worst things, to see your sibling cry, to see them done wrong, to see them just hurt or manipulated it or anything like that, anything than what they actually deserve. It does something to you. It pushes, it makes you snap. Now, granted, no, we are not their mothers. However, we became the second nurturer to them that we didn't ask to be. We didn't ask to be your nurturer. We didn't ask for our parents to have more kids. I would have been fine if it was just me by my damn self, to be quite honest with you, because I just was the coolest kid in the hood. But I love my siblings, and my mother instilled in me a very long time ago that family is all you got. That bond that you have with your siblings is one of the strongest things besides the bond that you should have with your parents. Your sibling bond is one of the strongest things ever. So you're going to have to tell your brother what it is, girl. And, you know, you can't be afraid of the backlash. You have to prepare yourself for the defense mode that he is going to give you. You got to be prepared for the wall that he's going to build up between you. And you also got to be prepared for the fact that he may even decide to distance himself from you. You have to be prepared for that. And you have to be okay with that. See, a lot of people get prepared for things, but they don't make themselves okay with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could prepare for a war, but you're not okay with the fact that you probably gonna lose this war, if that makes sense to some of y'all out there. But yeah, girl, you're gonna have to talk to your brother, and you're gonna have to talk to him by himself, not with him and her. And I know that may sound like, oh well, Lyric, why would I talk to him with her there if I'm going to be talking about her? Let me tell you something. If he's in love with this girl, he is going to take her everywhere he goes. You have to get him somewhere where it's nice and quiet, where it's peaceful, where it's public. Maybe if it's in public, he's not going to make too much of a damn scene. You know, I don't know how irate he could get in public if that is something that he would possibly do. But you got to get him somewhere where it's just the two of y'all, secluded, you know, and peaceful, in a relaxed ensemble type of thing. That way that you can really, you know, touch base with him one-on-one, get to know him. You, and even, you know, you should ask him as a conversation opener, ask him, what is it about this girl that he loves so much? And then maybe from there, you could get a better understanding of their relationship. And that's a door, a shoe in to the door where you can address your thoughts as well. You don't want to come off too aggressive with it, especially because this is a very sensitive topic. You're talking about love, and you're talking about, this is your brother. This is not your friend. You know, this is your sibling. So you want to try to be as sensitive as you can about it, but also get your point across and try to look at it as you're giving this person knowledge. And yeah, most importantly, for whatever reason, I can't talk today, but most importantly, let me know how that goes, because I want to know what happens. That's all I have on that question. I hope it has answered your question as best as I possibly could. Keep sending those questions in, guys. The email address, again, if you did not get it before, is the letter DJRenee, that's R-E-N-E-E, the number 9, the number 3, at iCloud.com. Send me all your questions. Send me any topics you want to discuss. And yeah, I will give you my thoughts. 100% judgment-free zone. And most importantly, I'm keeping it real. Y'all have a good night. I will holla at y'all later.